Could you do that again? Is there... Was that me? Or you?
Brother. There's an echo in this industry.
Good evening, Ed.
I'm going to find out about that. Check with me tomorrow.
Good evening, Ed.
You know, you let an engineer alone for 5 minutes and the guy gets interested in his work.
Good evening, anybody. Here's Morgan. Incidentally, I'm the only man thoroughly acquainted with the true life story of Old Man Adler. And tonight I tell all. For the new listener I just picked up in the hotel tap, I think I ought to tell him that Adler is my long-suffering sponsor. And nobody has ever really gone into what makes a sponsor, but it's about time.
Hmm?
Yes. Adler as a little boy. As a youth, Adler was known to his chums as Shoeless Joe. He had no shoes, his father had no shoes, his mother had no shoes, and his shoes had no shoes. This preyed on the young man's mind. Shoeless, used to lie awake nights thinking about pictures he'd seen in the papers, pictures of men wearing, yes, wearing shoes. And when at last he'd fall asleep, he'd lie there dreaming of a white leather. Later, after young boy Adler had quit the third grade with the degree of Doctor of Footsie, he walked into a radio station and asked to buy time to advertise his shoes. This was years ago, and of course he was told that unfortunately radio hadn't been invented yet. But that was all right with Adler. He hadn't gone into the shoe business yet. These yets come to you through the courtesy of my staff of Yes Men. At the age of 10, he discovered that money wasn't everything. But he soon managed to forget. At the age of 75, young man Adler, who is now being called middle-aged Adler, discovered that you got a shoe, I got a shoe, and all everybody's children got a shoe, and nobody had cut him in. Well, you all know the rest. How here was this lonesome millionaire with nothing to keep him company but the employees of his 20 stores and their union members, and then, one day, Old Man Adler met me. From then on, it was touch and go. You remember us, Touch Adler and Go Morgan? We did that song and dance act known as Fink's Mules. Why, Variety said, Fink's stinks. But they loved us in Wounded Knee, Nebraska. And today, Adler has the same 20 stores he had when first we met. But he himself no longer has to mind the pushcart. That's as far as I got with this. For further details, startling, revelatory, and exposé on Old Man A. Come to me, will you? I want you to come to me with all your little problems. I want you to feel that I'm your friend.